In its effort to put the brakes on inflation, the Federal Reserve is once again raising its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point. That is the largest rate hike since 1994, and it comes after two other increases earlier this year. NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley is here to help us understand what that means for you. Scott, good to have you.
Great to be with you, Peter.
So on one hand, this is a tough choice for the Fed. They desperately want to slow inflation, but raising those rates could come at the cost of higher unemployment and other problems with the economy. How has Fed Chair Jerome Powell talked about that trade-off?
Well, he doesn't really see this as a trade-off. The Fed does have two jobs, which are often described as being sort of competing jobs, maximum employment and stable prices. For a lot of the pandemic, they focused much of their effort on getting employment up, putting people back to work. But now they really have all their energy going into trying to get back to stable prices. And while that may result in some uptick in unemployment, Jerome Powell has said, look, we're not going to have the kind of job market we want in the long term if we don't get control over this very high inflation.
One of the questions I know many people have after learning this news is about mortgage rates. They are not directly tied to the Fed rate, but there is some connection. And I know that some people buying a home this week are looking at a 6% interest rate for a 30-year loan. It was under 3% about a year ago. How is all of this affecting, or could it affect, the housing market?
Yeah, we just got a weekly survey from Freddie Mac, which shows mortgage rates have gone up about a half a point in just the last week. As you mentioned, they're about double what they were a year ago at this time. That translates to a substantial increase in the monthly payment, and it does crowd some people out of the housing market. Mortgage applications last week were down about 15% from what they were a year ago. They could fall further. Home builders are taking note of this. They broke ground on fewer new homes last month. They pulled fewer permits for future home construction. So the housing market is one of the most sensitive to rising interest rates. And it's really where we're seeing the impact of these Fed moves early, because the mortgage rates have gone up even in anticipation of what the Fed was going to do.
And as I said, this is not the first rate hike of the year. Do you see any parts of the U.S. economy where those earlier interest rate increases did their job, cooled inflation at all?
We should keep in mind that ordinarily interest rates affect the economy over a long period of time. There's typically about a year lag before this effect will be felt in a broad way in the economy. That's why this is a kind of a crude tool for the Fed to use. There's this long lead time, and that makes it very difficult to calibrate it just the way you'd like. We are seeing some early signs. For example, this week we learned that furniture and appliance sales were down last month. Often those go along with home purchases, so that may be tied into those higher mortgage rates. But in general, consumer spending has remained really strong. The nature of spending may have shifted, less stuff and more services, but consumers are still spending freely. That's something the Fed tracks very carefully because it's such a big driver of the economy, and they're not seeing much softening yet. Ultimately, it may take some softening in consumer spending in order to get prices under control.
NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you so much.
You're welcome.